This week, we aired another story in our ongoing series, Just One Breath. It's about Valley Fever in Central California. Earlier in our program today, we introduced you to sixth grader Faith Herrett, who struggles to find energy for school and her pet dogs because of her ongoing recovery from the disease. Of course, the fungal disease can afflict individuals of any age and ethnic group, even those who have lived and worked in the Valley for decades. As part of our first-person series, My Valley, My Story, FM 89's Carrie Klein brings us to the annual Valley Fever Walk in Bakersfield, where a Kern County man who overcame Valley Fever shares his story with us.
My name is James Taplin. I was diagnosed in 2010, and like many others, I thought I had pneumonia, but I went to my primary physician who thought I was having a heart attack, and I ended up in Bakersfield Heart Hospital where they diagnosed me pretty much immediately. And I'm of the firm belief that it saved my life. I was in the hospital nearly a month, and it took me a year to heal. Maybe not completely, but almost get there. I actually initially got worse. I mean, I went through the whole thing. I bottomed out and resuscitation and all those things that people don't like to talk about. But when I got out of the hospital, I could not literally open a bottle of water. I just had no strength. You know, I feel like it was a blessing that I was able to come back. I'm an environmental engineer, so I work a lot in the oil fields. And they told me that I had it, and I thought, I've been here all my life. I knew what it was. I couldn't have even told you it was a fungus disease. I just, you know, other people got it. And, you know, that's just what I knew. But I think it was part of work and working in the fields and the dust. You know, that's why I try to share what I went through. Most people don't go through what I went through, but I probably would have tried to find something else to do because, you know, I'm fortunate to be here, but the trade-off could have been not worth it.
You can find more stories in our first-person series, My Valley, My Story, on the web at kvpr.org, as well as more stories in our series about Valley Fever, Just One Breath. That's kvpr.org.